98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
But we'll start this morning on there. That's what I call sport here on 98FM on a sunny Sunday in Dublin with a little bit of tennis and welcome former Irish tennis pro Owen Casey back to the show again. Owen, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jamie. Nothing bad yourself.
Great, thanks, Owen. Now, lots to discuss for us this morning. The men's final between Roger Federer and Marin Cilic, which is on at 2 p.m. The chances for Roger to win another Wimbledon title, and also I want to talk to you in a minute about Rafa Nadal against Gilles Muller in the best Wimbledon match I've ever seen. But before that, Owen, did you see the Irish man on Friday getting to don a women's skirt and play a little bit of a match? Did you see it?
Yeah, it was hilarious. It's one of the funniest things I think has ever happened. I think in 96 there was a streaker during the men's final. But if anyone hasn't seen it, you've got to see it. It is hilarious.
Well,
it's very funny.
We're about to tweet it now on at 98FM Sports, the video from Wimbledon. But for those who aren't on Twitter or haven't seen it, Owen, just tell us what happened. It's a rather large Irish gentleman watching an exhibition match as such. And one of the players asks where she should serve. He shouts out at the line and she invites him on to serve for her.
Yeah, well, basically that's what happened. I mean, it was one of these invitational matches, so you get past players, past winners. They see the men, see the women. So it was between Clijsters, Andrea Jaeger, and Conchita Martinez, and I don't know who the fourth person was. I didn't see that person. So the man jumps on, but he's obviously not wearing whites. He's got a pair of blue shorts and a green top, and he's a big man now. He wouldn't go amiss on the front row of any rugby team.
Yes.
And so Kim Clijsters gets this great idea. And listen, to be honest with you, I don't really want to spoil it, because I think if I spoil it, people won't watch it. You've got to find it. You'll chuckle. But long story short, three girls nearly ended up on the ground roaring tears. And everybody thought it was one of the funniest things ever. So if you haven't seen it, look it up. It's on YouTube. You can't miss it.
Yes, well, it's going to be on that 98FM Sport on Twitter right now. Now, Owen, on to the serious stuff, because that was quite hilarious. Rafa Nadal against Gilles Muller, the match of the tournament that I've seen, certainly, and the longest Wimbledon match I've ever watched. I was on the sofa. I wanted to go to bed. And I was just like, lads, will one of you please win? It was two sets each. And it finishes 15-13 to Muller. They kept holding serve. And you were just wondering, when was it ever going to end? They were nearly going to have to apply for, like, an extension to the time you can play in Wimbledon. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, it was. First of all, the match was absolutely fantastic. Muller's had a phenomenally good year, 34 years of age. A journeyman, for want of a better word. I wouldn't say he's won a lot of titles, but he's been top 50 for the last 4 or 5 years. And he's just tricky on the grass, given his left hand, but he just played sublime tennis. I think Nadal, once he gets, I know the first, and I said this last week, they haven't really been tested. Once they get into the second week, I think when Nadal starts losing or gets in a battle, he tends to start dropping back off the baseline. And the problem about that is you're giving your opponent too much time, and Muller took advantage of this.
Explain to me, Owen, when you're playing a match that long, and I'm not sure if you can tell us, you know, the longest match you've ever played in, but fatigue sets in, and not just, I'm sure, your arms wanting to fall off your body, but the mental side of things as well, and the amount of set points and match points in that game, particularly that Muller had. He ended up winning, but he had a number of opportunities to win, and Nadal was able to get himself back in. And just the whole environment must be so pressurised when it's getting that serious and you're on the court that long. Like, they were on for nearly 5 hours.
Yeah, I think physically, I think they're okay, provided they don't have, I think it caught up with Muller in his next match against Cilic, particularly in the fifth set. I think physically you're okay, provided you don't have a rough few matches before that. These guys, like, the points aren't that long. They're explosive, but they do a lot of training. So physically, it's not a major issue. But it's, as you rightly say, it's the mental. You know, one of the statistics there, the time gap between Muller's first match point and his next match point was over an hour and 10 minutes. Now, it's a long time to be thinking, I could have won this an hour and 10 minutes ago. From Nadal's point of view, one minute he's looking like going out, now he's got a chance to come back in and stay in the tournament. So it is, and then that does affect. I mean, you often see it. Rossall beat Nadal. I'm not sure of the year. Steve Darce has beaten Nadal, and suddenly the next day they go out. Not the next day, but the next time they have a match, they go out and lose, because they're just. I think it's not the physical; it's just the emotional. because beating a top four player, I mean, it's just, particularly Nadal and Federer, they carry so much kudos that, you know, you kind of, your belly is full, you've done enough, and then you have to go out and try and do it again. And that's what makes these good players, like the top four, so great. They do it week after week, match after match. Whereas a lot of the other players, they kind of come in and come out, like Cilic, he's in the final of Wimbledon. Last time he was in the final US Open 2 years ago. So you know, he's been kind of in and out of tournaments, but he wouldn't be as consistent as the top four.
Yeah, speaking of finals, Owen, the women's final yesterday, Spain's Garbiñ Muguruza beat Venus Williams 7-5, 6-love. She won the last 9 games of the match in a row to win her first Wimbledon title, and a deserved win, especially she saved 2 set points in the first set and went on to win very convincingly. I know Venus, yesterday we heard some clips from her, she was very disappointed, but in fairness to Muguruza, a deserved winner and her first Wimbledon title.
Yeah, if there's ever a classical example of a momentum shift, it was that. Venus 5-4 up, not really in it in terms of the two girls they're playing some seriously good tennis. I mean, they're hitting, excuse the expression, the backside out of the ball. But at 40-15 to Williams, 2 break points, Muguruza played really, it was like she upped it, played 2 super points, won that game. Another tough game ensued on Venus's serve. Muguruza won that. And I think from there on, it was pretty much one-way traffic. I just think Venus didn't have anything in the tank. She did a hell of a lot of running. And that doesn't help because you want to be making your opponent run and not yourself. So I think that kind of, once that first set was gone, you know, and they are playing such high quality tennis, to repeat that for the next hour and a half maybe, or 2 sets minimum, at 37 years of age, I just think the age caught up.
Oh, and you can say arse on a Sunday morning on the radio if you like. You're too polite.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Now, I love a stat here on 98FM, and here's one for you. It's the first time, the men's final today, Federer against Cilic at 2 o'clock, the first time in 8 Grand Slam finals over the same amount of years that Roger Federer will not play someone called Andy Novak or Rafa when he bids to win a record 8th Wimbledon title. What a match in store. Roger's not dropped a set all tournament. The clear favourite to break records and win his 19th Grand Slam title on.
Yep, but if there's any man that can beat him... And a few men could beat him, it's this guy. Prior to the tournament, Ivanisevic said 3 people to win Wimbledon. He said Federer, Djokovic and Cilic. He's coached Cilic, he's not coaching with him anymore. Cilic has been playing very well up until here. So he's got the weapons. The question is, you know, can he get a foothold in the match? You know, Roger plays incredibly fast against Berdic. You know, he's in and out of his service games. I mean, Roger's service games are lasting no more than maybe 2 minutes less. Is very quick, and then you're back serving. And that's going to be a main key, is to try and stop Roger pushing the person to go from point to point to point to point. You have to try and engage, or try and slow him down, for want of a better word. Because if you don't, it'll go by in a blur.
Oh, and if Roger does win, which we think he probably will, it's an 8th Wimbledon title, he'll be a record holder. Just sum up that achievement if he does manage to do it. He's won 19 Grand Slams, that would be 20, and for 8 of those 20 to be at Wimbledon is quite fantastic.
To win 20 anywhere, Jamie, it doesn't have to be Wimbledon. I know Wimbledon, for example, you look at Roger, he's got 10 on the clay, it's his surface, this is Roger's surface. I think the difference between clay and grass is, grass, anybody can win if you've got a massive serve, or you get a bit lucky because it is a faster surface. I think it's a little bit harder to win, let's say, for example, than Nadal's 10, because Nadal is just too good on the clay. But to win that many at Wimbledon and just to win that many overall, and given his age, the guy defies age. And I think it's super for the sport. It keeps everybody interested. I don't know if anyone's listening, but what I'm kind of certainly getting this week is when Berdych won a point the other day, there was a clap. But when Roger won, there was more than a clap. And I think that's the way the public feel about him.
Owen Casey, as always, thanks a million. Enjoy today's final. Jamie, we'll chat to you soon. Thanks, Owen.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.